So, well, again, Danielle, welcome. You are the president and of the board and founder of Love in Action, calling it Love in Action Idaho. Let's start with hearing who are you and how did you get here and what is this all about? Love in Action.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me. So Love in Action is a faith-based nonprofit that helps to meet needs in the community. So we're really just trying to help people who are struggling right here in our community. And we do that through our needs registry. So similar to how you might go to a wedding registry or a baby registry to purchase a gift, you can go to our website to see specific needs in our community and to go and to meet those individual needs. And it's really nice because you know exactly what your money is going towards. It goes 100% of our donations go directly towards meeting those needs. And then we can help with a wide variety of needs that way.
So there's a lot of questions behind that little introduction. How did you get involved in this Love in Action?
So I actually grew up here in Sandpoint, and then I went to school in Boise. And while I was in Boise, I worked at the Women's and Children's Alliance there, which is an organization that supports survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. And I worked as a case manager and a court advocate. And in that role, I worked with a lot of clients who just had these really specific needs. And while there were tons of resources out there and, you know, a lot of really great things, there were just some needs that were falling through the cracks. So, and that was really hard, right? Because when you're in that profession, you want to be able to help people, right, in those situations. And so it was just a tough spot to feel like, you know, the resources weren't out there to be able to help them with those things. And so I noticed those gaps, and that's kind of what sparked the idea for Love in Action Idaho, is just creating a way to be able to help meet those specific needs that are maybe falling through the cracks that existing resources aren't meeting. I also knew that I knew of people who would happily help if they only knew about the needs that were out there. And so that's the idea, is kind of creating that connection between the people who have the resources and want to help and letting them know what needs are out there to be able to meet those.
When you're talking about the needs that fall through the gaps, the cracks, so to speak, what are some of those? You kind of mentioned earlier when we were talking. So why don't we look at what that really means? Because, yeah, what are those?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so one of them that we get a lot, for example, is car repairs. And so, you know, that can be really hard on a family. Let's say you have a single mom who's living paycheck to paycheck and, you know, something goes wrong in their car, and that's really expensive to fix. They might not have the resources for it, but obviously it's important to have transportation to get your kids to and from school, to get to work, things like that. So we can step in and help out with that. The other benefit of our organization, too, is that we can meet needs really quickly. That was something that I had noticed in my previous role, is that sometimes the resources were out there, they just took too long to access. And so we tried to meet those quickly. So for example, we recently worked with a family who was homeless. They had a toddler and the mom was 8 months pregnant, and they were on the waiting list for low-income housing, and they got the phone call that, you know, that a unit opened up, but they needed the deposit that day. The dad worked a seasonal job and then had recently lost it. So they needed the apartment, but they didn't have the deposit that day. So one of our partner agencies who was working with them sent us a referral, and we were able to actually drop off that check directly to the apartment complex that day so that they would have a home in time for the arrival of their baby.
So immediate access to support and help.
Yes.
Oftentimes.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Car repairs, that would be the same thing. Mm-hmm. You can't wait for maybe another agency to come in because you need it right away. So it's an emergency funding for needs. So
yes.
What qualifies someone for those emergency needs and help?
Yeah, so the way that we are structured is we accept referrals from our partner agencies. And so we work, for example, with the Community Resource and Envision Center. We are set up to accept referrals from 7B Care Clinic, Lilybrook Family Justice Center. So these organizations that are working directly with clients and who, you know, are working with them and are aware of the existing resources can connect them with those. But then if they're in a situation where they have a client who, you know, just has a need that they can't meet with their resources or existing resources, then those agencies can send us a referral and then we post them. So we don't, unfortunately, allow people to call us directly. That's kind of how we ensure the kind of legitimacy of the needs is just by only accepting those referrals from our partner agencies.
So you don't have to do background things like that.
Exactly. We trust those agencies to, you know, to kind of go through that process of, you know, screening the needs and things like that when they send them to us.
You mentioned earlier that this is a faith-based nonprofit organization.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So really for us, it means that is the foundation of our work. So that is kind of the why behind why we do what we do. Our mission is that we want people to experience the love of God by helping meet their immediate needs. With that being said, that's kind of our foundation, but we support everyone from every walk of life, every background. You know, we would love to see just the whole faith community from different, you know, religious backgrounds kind of coming together to help meet these needs and support our community.
So there's two aspects to the work that you're doing. There's meeting the needs of someone in our community, and then there's soliciting or finding resources to help with that.
Yes.
I mean, fundraising. We're talking about fundraising.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's kind of the two prongs that we've seen. And we've seen certainly no shortage of needs in our community. We actually have a list of agencies who want to partner with us. We just haven't been able to expand the way that we want because we're working on that funding and donor piece.
And so how do you do fundraising?
So a couple of things. We recently did the Festival of Trees. The Community Resource and Vision Center put on an awesome family and friends event last weekend, and we had a tree there, so we were able to do that, to be able to get some funding. We also are just really working on raising awareness and kind of, letting people know that we exist and, hoping that they kind of align or, you know, are interested in our mission, interested in helping folks out.
Do you do outreach, informational outreach? I'm thinking of the Rotary Club. It's where a lot of nonprofits go to talk about their organization.
Yeah, it's a great point. We haven't done that yet, but our board is really working on creating these opportunities. So that's kind of our next step moving forward, is making those connections and doing those types of things to let people know kind of what we do and how to help.
So I'm speaking with Danielle Swarin. She's the founder and president of the board of Love in Action Idaho, a service organization, nonprofit service organization that really is an immediate meet the needs of folks in our community, as you said, faith-based. And we're talking about how this all works. Are you fairly new here in Sandpoint?
So I actually grew up here. And then I went to school in Boise. And then my husband and I recently moved back just a few years ago, had two young kids. So kind of took a pause for a moment. And then really just this year, I've really started kind of revamping and really refocusing on meeting needs here in Bonner County.
So you gathered a board together. And one of the interesting things about this organization, I think, is that you don't have any staff. It's all just board motivated, board working board facilitated.
Yep, exactly. So, we don't have staff. It's really just myself and our board members who run everything. And that's what allows us to really focus all of the donations that we get directly towards meeting needs, because we're kind of volunteer run. And so when we do get donations, those all go 100% towards meeting those needs.
I'm wondering if you could just tell us what your mission is, if you have a standard mission statement.
We do, yeah. So really our mission is for people to experience the love of God through the provision of their immediate needs.
So as you said before, that you don't give funding to the individuals in need. You actually tell us about that and how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll kind of walk you through a scenario, I guess, of how that works. So, for example, we recently worked with an individual who was disabled and homeless, and he needed snow boots for the winter to be able to get to the bus stops. So he was living in a in a shelter that closed during the day, right? And so he needed to be able to access the bus to be able to go to places and stay warm during the day. And so that was referred to us from the Community Resource and Envision Center. We received that referral. We posted on our website. We then had a donor who wanted to meet that need. And so this one was kind of a unique situation because she actually knew someone who worked at one of the local stores, and so kind of set it up to where, you know, the client could go directly to that store and get what he wanted. More typically, what we see is we would let the client actually pick out exactly what they want, like the exact snow boots that they want, and then we would then purchase those and have them sent to the client. For example, with car repairs, we recently did one with snow tires. It was a family who had just had a baby, and after having the baby, the mom went into heart failure, and they really needed snow tires on their car to get to and from appointments. And so that was also referred to us from the Community Resource and Envision Center. And we, again, a donor stepped in and was able to meet that need on our website. And then we went and dropped the check off directly to the shop that was doing the tires. So we don't give the money directly to clients. We provide the money either to the landlords, you know, to the repair shop, to, you know, purchasing it directly and having it sent, something like that.
So I have talked with Katie Bogalke from the Envision Center, and you are one of the organizations that they work with.
Yes.
And she mentioned some of the organizations, and the Festival of Trees was just happened, as you mentioned, yeah, a few minutes ago. And to really support these organizations that are, I call it direct services.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you actually have to drop off a check to the tire place. Not, you don't use Venmo or anything like that.
Yeah. So as we mentioned before, we try to meet it as quickly as possible. And so, you know, sometimes if we're able to call, you know, and, you know, pay over the phone or something like that, we'll do that. We did that for like oftentimes utility assistance, things like that. We can just go directly to like a Vista and, you know, pay it as a guest or something like that. But yeah, for these other ones that don't have that option, yep, we will go there and we'll drop off the check directly to, yeah, the apartment complex or the, you know, the tire shop or wherever it may be.
And you're the main person who's handling all this.
Yes.
Yeah. How does your board support you?
Oh, they support me in so many ways. They have been so, so helpful in just creating opportunities like this to help us to increase awareness. They obviously worked really hard on our tree for the Festival of Trees and fundraising. So we have, a board member who really focuses on, you know, looking into grant opportunities and fundraising and then providing opportunities like this and just really kind of helping to support just where we want to go next and providing the assistance and support to do that.
When you lived in Boise and then you moved up here, was it an immediate thought that I'm going to start an organization up here, or was it you started to see a need through the work that you were doing up here?
Yeah, so I actually started this in 2020 in Boise. And so then once I moved here, we were still kind of meeting needs in Boise, but that was just kind of a challenge. And so I also know that Boise, being a more urban area, has a lot of resources. And so coming here, I thought, you know, it'd be great if we could really, you know, help provide some of those resources here in Bonner County that maybe doesn't have as, you know, as many resources as a place like Boise.
Do you see in our area a huge need? I mean, what is the situation here? Because I think that a lot of people just going about their daily lives have no idea.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, we do see a lot of needs. And a lot of it is we see a lot of people on a fixed income. So maybe it's people who are, you know, elderly on Social Security, something like that. And they're struggling, like most of us are, with the rising costs of food and gas and rent and things like that that are either displacing them or, you know, putting them at risk of homelessness. We see people who, you know, a lot of single parents who are just trying to make ends meet and similarly are struggling with, you know, trying to get affordable housing and, you know, just cover their basic, you know, basic bills. And so we see a lot of that. So we do a lot of that, you know, rent assistance, utility assistance, car repairs, things like that, you know, to help people who are doing the best they can. You know, they're working and just, you know, something happens, the car breaks down, or we see a lot of people getting injured, you know, so maybe they're working, but then they get injured and then they're not able to work for a while. And, you know, or they have health issues that prevents them from working for a while. And then they just get a little bit behind. And so we try to help them to kind of get caught up to prevent homelessness.
I think one of the things I see in our community is the rising cost of homeowner taxes.
Yes.
And it's, someone may have worked really hard to own their home and be in it, but all of a sudden, because of the increased value of everything here and the market value, we'll call it, the taxes have gone sky high. Mm-hmm. And for some people on a fixed income, that becomes prohibitive. So how have you run across that at all?
So not specifically with taxes, but we actually have a need posted right now of a family who has a mortgage. Similarly, they experienced an injury and then weren't able to work and then got behind on their mortgage and are trying to catch up. Their mortgage is really reasonable. And so, you know, way less than you'd have to pay for rent or something like that. You know, just need help getting kind of catching up to be able to move forward.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that that is a direct need, but there's those underlying costs, even home repairs now. If plumbing goes out, a call to the plumber is $250 just to come and see what's wrong.
Yep.
And that can be also impossible for some people to meet.
Exactly.
So I like it sounds really good that this organization is helping people stay in their homes.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to do that. And that's a great example of, you know, we try to meet those types of needs where, you know, there might be an organization that can help with certain things, but those really specific things, right, like your plumbing goes out or your car breaks down or, you know, you need a pair of snow boots type of things. You know, those are those specific things that, you know, existing resources maybe aren't always able to help with.
Okay, so you mentioned, so you hear about the need. Mm-hmm. So the Envision Center or some of your other partners. And then you look to see where you can find funding. So you post it on your website, which is?
Loveinactionidaho.com.
Good one.
Yes.
It works.
Yeah, very simple.
And do you have a surplus funding source, a kind of a coffer that you can reach into if no one meets that need fairly quickly?
Yes. So we have what we call our general fund. And so so there's kind of two ways to meet the needs. One way is by going on our website, you know, as they're posted and meeting a need that way. And then the other way is just by donating to our general fund. And it's really nice to have money in that general fund, for example, the need we talked about before, right? Where it was like, we need this today. Otherwise, they're going to move to someone else on the list.
We can't wait for someone to see the need and fulfill that.
Exactly.
Request. Okay.
Exactly. Right. So that's what we use the general fund for, you know, are those kind of really, really quick things. And the main ways that we let people know, so let's say we receive a need, we post it on our website. We have people can subscribe on our website to be notified when needs are posted. And so once we receive a need, then we will email that out to people who have subscribed to be notified of that. And then we post it on our Facebook page as well.
And what else do you want people here listening this morning to the morning show to know about your organization?
I mean, I think really just letting folks know that we're around and what we do, and really if you're interested, you know, primary ways that to kind of get involved or to help are, one, you can subscribe on our website, get notified when needs are posted. Two is you can donate either to the general fund or, you know, help meet needs as they're posted on our registry. And then just kind of sharing, right? Sharing with family members, friends, church communities, things like that. We would love to see just, you know, a whole group of churches, just the whole faith community coming together to help meet these needs in our community, right? So people just really feel, you know, really feel cared about and really feel that love of God when those needs are met.
I think that a key that you just mentioned is get connected to Love in Action Boise. Mm-hmm. So that you can subscribe, and then I'm imagining, because we're technology here, that you would get a notice when a need shows up.
Yep.
Could be funded.
Exactly. Yep. So you can go on our website and then just put in your, you know, just name, email address. That'll add you to our email list. And then anytime we have a new need, we send that out to that list of people. And so if they're interested in and able to help, then mm-hmm. they can do that.
So when you're when you send out that notice, is it a description of the specific need and why?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It is a description of, of what the need is, and then kind of a little paragraph that just tells a little bit more about that client's story and what's going on and what's kind of led to this situation and what the need is.
Have you found fairly quick response to those needs in our community?
Yes. Yep. We have seen... really, I'd say most of them, we know really within the first few days if we're going to be using our general fund or if a donor is able to step in and help, which is awesome, right? That's one thing I noticed when I was a case manager in Boise is, for example, I might work with someone who is a survivor of domestic violence and the abuser was arrested and now they're trying to, you know, pay rent and things like that. And it's due in a week. Well, a lot of those resources would take, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to be able to access, right? Which is too late. And so being able to meet, you know, the needs really quickly, even a matter of a few days or a week, is really awesome.
Quick response.
Yes.
I just want our listeners to know I'm speaking with Danielle Swarren. She's the founder and president of the board of Love in Action. And it's called Love in Action Idaho. You can go to loveinactionidaho.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is a nonprofit.
Yes.
And it's, as you said, why don't you say your mission again, just because we have listeners coming in and out here.
Yeah. So it is for people to experience the love of God through the provision of their immediate needs.
And I just want to reiterate the fact that this is a no overhead organization.
Yes.
I mean, maybe you have to buy checks and a little bit of office supplies, but it's really all the funding that comes from outside, from the community, to these very quick basic needs goes directly to services.
Yep, exactly. So it's a really nice way if you want to know exactly what your money is being used for and you want to help individual people with it, then you know you can go to our website, see a need. If you go in and donate to that need, 100% of that donation goes directly towards, you know, whatever that need is.
I think that's an important thing for listeners to and people, donors that want to donate mm-hmm. to these needs,
yeah.
to know that 100% of your donation goes to meeting the needs of someone in our community who is in dire straits right now or in the moment. And yeah. that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's an immediate response team.
Yes, exactly. That's our goal. And, you know, it's fun to be in the position of being able to tell clients, you know, what, you know, to call them and say, you know, hey, we were able to get a donation, you know, and to be able to meet this. Just recently talked to a client and she said, like, I can't communicate how relieved I am because this was such a source of stress for me.
And again, you don't have direct contact with that client.
We will... work with the client to meet the need,
okay.
if that makes sense. So the agency will refer the client to us and give us their contact information.
Okay.
So then once the need is met, then we can contact them and say, you know, hey, we were able to get a donation. What's the best, you know,
okay.
get the information we need to be able to make the payment or drop off the check or something like that.
Okay, direct contact then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, again, just tell us about real quick about the organization. This is Danielle Swarren with Love in Action Idaho.
So Love in Action Idaho is an organization that really just tries to help people who are struggling in our community. And we do that through our needs registry. So similar to how you would go to a wedding registry or a baby registry to purchase a gift, you can go to our website to meet a specific need in the community, whether that is a single mom who needs help getting snow tires or whether that is, you know, someone who is... you know, homeless and needs help getting snow boots to get to the bus stop. Or maybe that's someone who, a family who's suffered from a health issue, and then their car broke down, and helping with the car repair. So whatever that need is, you can go to our website to meet that need. 100% of the donations go directly towards meeting that need. So really our goal is to help people, you know, who have the resources and the heart to give, and connect them to those specific needs.
Well, Danielle Swarin, thank you, president and founder of Love in Action Idaho. Thank you for describing your organization and coming in and sharing really good information that will help people become partners in our community and kind of strengthen our community in the right way. So thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
All right. What we're going to do now is hear a song by Bruno Mars, You Can Count on Me.